My name is Charlotte Durham, and I'm a fifth grader at Cascadia, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Waves. It's a story about a girl named Ella who longs for freedom from the overpowering technology in her community. "Stella," Ella whispered, "it's me." Stella sat bolt upright. "Ella, what are you doing here?" "It'll take a lot of explaining. You'll get in so much trouble. Where's your monitor?" "You won't understand this, but here, this might explain." Ella handed Stella the paper. "Read the back." "Whoa, this is a map of, wait, this is our community. There's the wall, the housing units, and the main building, all the monitors. Ella, where'd you get this?" "Read the back," Ella insisted. "How to shut down monitors," Stella read. "First, tap twice on the head with a small stick, then place the stick on the button underneath. While doing this, say, Elsa Technology." "Who's Elsa?" Stella asked. "The founder of this community. Elsa Technology." Ella tapped Stella's monitor with a pencil. "Step two, say, founded this community." Ella did so. When the door on the monitor slides open, type in Elsa's birth year. "What year was Elsa born?" Ella asked. "Wait, our community was founded in the year 6529, and Elsa was 34 at that time, so his birth year must be 3125. Ella typed into Stella's monitor, and it went blank and fell to the ground. "Stella, listen to me. I found a way out. I'm tired of being pushed around by technology. I'm leaving, and I want to do it with a friend." She paused, then with a smile said, "And I'm not a very fast runner." Stella smiled. "I am." She grabbed Ella's hand, and the two of them jumped through the window, adrenaline pumping. The landing was not graceful. A street monitor turned in their direction, whirring closer. Ella and Stella shrunk into the shadows, holding their breath. Stella cocked her head toward the street. Ella understood. Their only hope was to run. There was a tug on her arm, and Ella was running. They needed to consult the map. They paused behind a waste can and looked at the map. Ella charted a route to the spot she'd circled, a secret door in the wall. They surged forward. More monitors joined the chase. Ella pumped her legs faster and faster. The cloud of monitors grew closer. If they caught her, she didn't want to think of what would happen then. She was doing this for her father, for Stella, for herself. They rounded a corner, and Stella pulled Ella into a waste bin. They watched, terrified but determined, as a crowd of DCR police and monitors rushed by. "How do we get beyond the wall?" whispered Stella. "I'm not sure," replied Ella. "It doesn't say." "We have to go. They'll come back down this alley." The girls pushed up the lid and climbed out. "If you see something on the wall, push," Ella offered. Okay. But there was no time for clarification. They heard the DCR police. "Run," Ella shouted. The fugitive bolted out of the alley, monitors closing in on all sides. Ella could see the wall and knew they had to go for it. If they gave up now, it was over. "Stella, get to the wall!" Determination filled Ella as she ran straight at the monitors.